Chapter 2. It was now almost noon. He decided to swing by his mother's house and see what she was making for lunch. He rapped on her front door and then walked in. Catherine Rose McCarthy Tully O'Hare Tully Casey stuck her head out of the kitchen. "I've been expecting you, Beau. I made lunch for both of us. I'm still getting fresh tomatoes, so I made us BLTs and Campbell's chicken noodle soup."
"Sounds perfect."
As he walked toward the kitchen, he noticed a framed sepia-tinted wedding photo on an end table next to the sofa. Rose and his father, Pap. Tully had a hard time remembering his mother's four marriages, two of them to his father, a former and much-feared sheriff of Blight County. Maybe Pap was back in her good graces. Rose apparently had just got a new hairdo. He preferred her white, but this short bob with a brown tint did make her look younger.
"So, what are you up to today, Beau?"
He kissed her on the cheek. "I'll tell you, but I don't want it blabbed all over town."
He slid into a chair at the kitchen table, pulled the Colt Commander from its shoulder holster, and laid it on the linoleum. Rose hated eating with him when he was armed. She said, "Heaven forbid I would do such a thing."
"I mean it, Ma. I tell you about my cases only because you lead such a dull life. In this instance, I'm pretty sure I'm dealing with a killer."
"He murdered someone?"
Her eyes lit up.
"You know I love murders best, Beau."
"Yeah, that's why I'll tell you. But you better not utter a peep about this to anyone, you understand? Or it'll be the last murder you hear."
"Cross my heart."
Rose set a bowl of soup in front of him and a plate of BLT halves in the middle of the table. She'd toasted the bread and cut the sandwiches into triangles. Beau sampled a BLT. For all of her hell-raising youth, Rose had somehow managed to become a good cook, at least as far as BLTs were concerned. She was pretty good with Campbell's chicken noodle soup, too.
"Okay, then, here's the situation, Ma. An elderly rancher disappeared about 2 years ago. Nobody's heard from him in months except the young fella running his ranch. The rancher's ex is sure he's been murdered."
Rose was about to bite into her BLT, but stopped.
"The wife did it."
"That's certainly possible, but..."